if I were to redo my top 10, mm-hmm. I would take out games that are no longer in play.
Has it been a long week? Do you need a break?
Are you stressed? Stuck in your job? Maybe you need an escape.
I'm Beth Dybel.
I'm Tatiana Abaro.
And I'm Ezekiel Kajakai. And this
is Escape Break,
where we discuss all things escape rooms in Southern California.
The good.
The bad.
The funny.
And don't forget the awkward.
Trust me, I wish I could.
This show is just on the horizon. Get ready to sit back, relax, stop working, and take a break with us.
Welcome in, everyone, to Escape Break. Almost 2 years ago, we did episodes where we talked about the top 10 best escape rooms we've ever played. And today, I have my escape friend to the end, Tatiana Abaro here.
Hello, hello.
Tati.
Yeah.
I looked at the archives. It was almost 2 years ago. It was July 2022, where I asked you to take, at the time, the 235 escape rooms that you had played up until that point and tell me which are the best 10 in order, not just a conglomerate, just in order from mm-hmm. 10 to 1. So today we are starting that series again. However, there's some caveats. This is the and then top 10, meaning you cannot choose any of the 10 that you chose 2 years ago, even if it may still be in your top 10. And since that time, you've played at least 65 plus rooms.
Yes.
Because you are now at how many rooms today?
I don't even know. I'm at 313.
All right. You can do the math. 65 plus 13.
So out of 78 games, I picked a top 10 from that.
Really? So all your new top 10 is actually new games?
Yes, that's how I did mine. Since the last time we did top 10s. Yes.
Okay. All right. You do have the ability to pull games out of the past that you didn't mention last time, if that helps you make any last minute decisions, but that's okay. 78 is certainly a lot of games.
I played some heavy hitters in those 78, so it was actually perfect. I went through my list since the last time, mm-hmm. and I had exactly a top 10. I just had to rank them afterwards. So I think this is very fitting for me.
All right. All right. So if you want to catch the last episode, you can certainly go back again. It was July 2022. They're called Top 10 Best Escape Rooms Ever. And Tati's list, just to run through it very quickly, we had Undercooked at Ohm Escape, Atlantis at Hypnotic, Lab Rat at Hatch, Spellbound at 13th Gate, The Attraction at Palace Games, Oz at Mind Trap, Evil Genius is the Morgue, the original one, Stash House at Stash House, Ghost Patrol at Trivium, and then coming into number one, Cutthroat Cavern at the 13th Gate in Baton Rouge. So yes. All of those games are in the past. They cannot be picked today. If you're worried that we're about to spoil some games, we're not. We're going to highlight the game. We're going to talk about where it is. We're going to lightly touch upon the theme of the game and what it's about, which can be read on the website, and hopefully get you excited about this. Tati, do you remember last time you started for a segment of the top 10, you started giving me sound effects for each room you were picking?
Oh, dang. Okay, I don't remember that.
You remember that?
No.
We got into weird topics, and throughout the course of the game, you made a mouse sound.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I do!
You did a wolf sound. There were a lot of sounds coming from you that day. but we'll see what happens today.
You know what? That would be a really fun game. Like, before I even tell you what the name is, I just do a sound that I think is related and see if you can guess. Can we do that, please?
We can try.
Okay.
Like that'll be increasingly hard depending on the theme of the game.
Yeah, I agree too. Now that I'm looking at my list.
All right. And right before we get started, remember you can follow us, like us, and talk to us on our social media at the Cager Express Podcast, primarily on Instagram and Facebook. You can also interact with us on Spotify. Sometimes we put questions on the episodes. You can put in your answers there and we can read them sometimes. So, Tati, let's begin. Coming in at number 10.
Number 10. For my sound effect, I'm going to go with...
All right, so to me, that's some sort of like tribal drums.
Uh-huh, yes.
Some sort of island game.
Yes.
I'm not going to know what it is, but that's what I'm
going. Okay, you were there. And the game that I'm picking is Isle of Wonder at the Greatest Escape in Arizona.
Okay, that was in the back of my mind. I didn't want to flood with another game, but that's awesome. Let's talk about it.
So this is my 10th one. I thought that this company went above our expectations. We talked about it in the episode. Their puzzles are just so smart. And the reveals of this game were just so exciting. And we stress the importance of the group that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Our group was awesome. We were dancing. We were jamming. The music was on fire. It was great. So we loved this room. And it's crazy that it's coming in at my 10, which I'm very excited to tell you the rest. But I think if you're in Arizona, you should definitely play this room.
Absolutely. The Greatest Escape was such a cool adventure because we were thrown off by the name of the escape room.
Yes.
It's very bold to call yourself that.
So bold.
You meet the owners and staff, and it's a family-run business, and they are so humble. It's very interesting to associate such a forward name with the humble people that we met. And then, not to typecast or stereotype, but we just weren't expecting the room to be that awesome.
Yes.
Moana, you know, Muppet Treasure Island, whatever you want. Any sort of movie that you're on an island, tiki, sand, music, as Tati sang, it was really a wonderful time. And I would say go play it too. I'm not saying that's in my 10, but I'm saying that was one where I was like, wow, I'm glad we put that in there. Because we were on the fence of putting it on our trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We weren't too sure, but hey, I'm glad we did. Now we're going to go back next time we go to Arizona.
Yes. Yeah. Because they had another room on the way, or I believe it was getting renovated or something like that.
But yes. Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Really cool. All right. Number 9.
Okay, so my sound for this one is going to be, oh my gosh, is what I'm saying, but okay. In a high-pitched, frantic
tone. Gosh.
And this was actually not said by me in this room.
Okay, so that's either a character or an actor. Part of me wants to think it was me, but at the same time, I don't know.
It was you.
Okay. I actually, no, I'm going to feel bad if I'm wrong about this one.
It's okay. I could tell you.
Is it a game that I voice in?
No.
Okay. Okay. Then what is it? Because I'm lost now.
So number 9, that was an event that happened in the room and it's Condemned the Box.
Oh.
And there was an event that happened in the room, and it was one of the few times where I've actually seen Kai get jumpy and scared of something that happened. So, yes, that was like a personal experience sound. However, that is how I experienced the room. So okay. This game is in Yuba City,
mm-hmm.
And we also talked about this in the past episode where it takes so long to get there. So if you go, you should play all the rooms.
Yes.
But this room, it was so smart. It didn't have a lot of tech, but it didn't need a lot of tech. And the way that they set up the puzzles to the grand finale, mm-hmm. I'll say, it was very thought out. The layout was freaking awesome. And who doesn't love an extra challenge at the end?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to be successful in it too. So yeah, this game checked all the boxes for me. I thought that they did an amazing job. And even though it's scary, there's no actors. So
right.
For me, that's good.
Yeah. I love this game. This is a contender. The moment where I said, oh my gosh, was that at the end of the game? Towards the end?
It was. Something fell.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I really like this game, too. I think maybe it's the area. They benefit from having a lot of space. Yeah. But you can still mess up with a lot of space, but they don't. They use it. There's not just a lot of space, but they use the space wisely. And the fact that you are able to do things at once. We played with four. We are on kind of two separate puzzle paths. And then we came together for this extended puzzle path at the end to mirror it to something that's happening now. A game that's intended to be replayed again is not going that well in the latter. At least initially. The box has set the tone and said, hey, most groups don't finish this game. They finish the regular path of the game, and then they're presented with a secondary path. And they're straight up. They say, if you have about this much time on the clock, you should go for it. If not, we're going to offer you a significant discount to come back and just play the finale. The extended finale of the game. I think that's a really nice way to go about it, rather than saying, well, if you want to come back and do the whole thing, you got to pay full price. It's just more reasonable. It's setting expectations. And I think when it comes to players' happiness, it's the expectations that really matter at the start that lead to the happy customer at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. They're upfront about it. I think they talk about it on their website.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you about it in person before you go into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a triple check when you're in the room.
Yeah.
So there's really no missing this. There's no accident or I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to talk about cool guys. I mean, we're not doing top 10 cool guys, but Jamie at NorCal Escape. What a cool guy. Right.
Very, very cool.
I don't know. He's in the nominees, at least for our top 10 cool guys episode.
You know what? That would be so interesting to go back and rank. But yes, he was so cool. We spent literally the whole day with him. So yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Tati. Coming in at number 8.
What?
Okay. So that sounded like a parrot.
Uh-huh.
And parrot, I would say pirate game.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is actually probably what I was thinking with your first sound effect with the tribal drum. So I think we're heading to Palm Springs, are we?
Not Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. I think we're heading to San Pedro.
Yes, we are.
Or San Pedro.
I don't know.
Probably Pedro, if we're being like respectful to the history of the world. Pedro, if we're born there as a baby. Anyways, tell us what it is.
Number 8 is at Brain Games, and I chose Treasure Island.
Nice.
Treasure Island has so much in this room. We have both played this game, but we didn't play it together. But I had such a great time. It's like a vamped up version of what was at 60 Out before, the Tiki Time. Yeah. So, and I played Tiki Time. Way, way back before 60, it was 60 Out. It was Countdown originally. So I saw what it was originally, and then I saw what they did with the room, and they took Tiki Time and put it on steroids and created such a masterpiece. I had such a blast. You feel so ingrained in it the whole time. And one of my favorite parts, it has really nothing to do with the storyline or the room, but I loved all of the homages in each room as you go on. And I'm pretty sure there were some that I didn't know. There was just really a lot, which that goes into like the attention to detail and how much they care about this room. So I thought it was great. My teammates were on fire and I felt like I was just there, honestly. And they were great. They carried me through. It was a very long day, but so worth it.
Yeah.
I think we played it at like 11 p.m.
Yeah, I went home because I already played, but I had played some other games with you that day at the same location. I was surprised how late you were playing.
Yeah.
And I for some reason, I feel it was in the middle of the week or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
Okay. Well, still late game, but a fun game. The characters in this game for me is really what gives me lasting memories. I dressed up as a pirate for this game with some other friends. And the Easter eggs is, I think, something that's kind of wavering. I think some rooms get it that Easter eggs are awesome. Some rooms forget about it to put in Easter eggs like you're talking about. Like, oh yeah, I remember that pirate-like movie. That's a cool homage to this. I think it takes a real nerd to get that many in there. And guess what, Tati? We are some real nerds, and so are the people at Brain Games.
Yeah.
Tati, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
If you had a pirate ship, what would be your pirate ship name? The Black Pearl? The Santa Maria? The Squatty Potty?
The Squatty Potty! Done. That's it.
The Squatty Potty?
The Squatty Potty.
Nice. Hopefully I'll be a part of your salty crew, but we'll find out once we get on the open seas.
If you have a Squatty Potty, you're in it. You're okay. In the crew.
Then I'm in.
That's all you need.
I might not know how to use it all the time, but I'm in.
That's an inside joke, you guys.
Yeah, Google Squatty Potty. If you want, nothing bad's gonna, well, hopefully nothing bad pops up.
Nah, nothing but bad.
Yeah, it's a real name. It's a real name. Useful. It's ergonomic, I believe, yes, is the word for it. Ergonomics taking a dump. All right. Just had to get that out there. Coming in at number 7.
This is a difficult one to have a noise for.
You brought this upon yourself.
I did. I'm going to try my best, though.
Okay. Okay, that's like King Kong from a puppet like home video, King Kong versus Godzilla in Puppet Land. That's what I don't know any room like that. Is that a monster? Was that a beast? Oh, I know what it is. We're going back to Arizona.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So not King Kong, but...
Not King Kong, but this is my version. So number 7 is Nemesis Club's Mogollon Monster. And that's right, I finally said the name correctly. Booyah, high-fiving myself for that one. Because when we recorded that episode, that was a struggle for me. So yes, this room, I feel like I can't even call it a room. Like, I think how they set it up was fantastic. We don't get a lot of those experiences. Literally from the second that we started, I felt like we were in some kind of an adventure. And I was terrified. I really was. And then this guy over here was like, no, don't tell her if there's an actor. Because I asked because I was so scared.
Scout's honor. Don't tell her.
Scout's honor. But yes, this room is smart. This room is fun. It's the layout, the setup. It was just really genius, in my opinion. And again. Maybe this is a theme. Maybe music is what makes me enjoy, but music is what brought my memory. Like, that one is ingrained in my head, especially Kirby going, and then eventually all of us started doing it, but she was a champ because we thought it was a one-person job. So I just think it was funny. There's just a lot of memories in that room.
A lot of memories.
Yeah, a lot of memories in that room. But yeah, from start to end, I think they did a fabulous job. And I know, I don't know if it's a debate or not between that and their evil robots room, but evil robots did not make my top 10.
Well, I mean, this is about you, so the debate is over.
Oh, okay. Well, in my opinion, I think this is the better game at Nemesis Club.
I would have to agree. This is a game. It's like a camping trip brought to life. It is Up without the sadness, because you're out there in the woods and there's no old men.
No old men. Right? Unless you're an old man.
Yes, yes. This, you mentioned music. It triggered a memory for me a long time ago when I played Boss Play here in Oceanside. I was talking to Jeremy, and Jeremy said, "What would you add to the room to make it better?" And I said, "I think all rooms should have music. All rooms should have some sort of a score, a soundtrack." And so while the event of musicality that Taki's alluding to right now is a little bit different and a lot more hands-on, that's what I thought of. Music makes rooms better. It adds to the immersion. It adds to the memories. So you have this now audible attachment to the room, besides the visual, besides the hands-on, besides the adrenaline and the emotion.
Yeah, but even, yes, music, I agree specifically. But even the detail of when there's no music and all you hear is nighttime, right?
Sound.
Like, yeah. Sound, just creating the environment that you're in and making it more real.
Yeah.
That, yeah, and they do that as well. So
and before,
that's why it's number 7 for me.
Nice. Before we go to 6, we cannot gloss over the fact that after we played these games.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ice cream shop nearby, if you will, and you can get some very decadent shakes. And I'm going to fabricate the story, but maybe I'm not. But imagine the shake that's like chocolate, caramel, cookies, marshmallows, whipped cream. Tati got that shake, but then said, "But instead of this, can I get more caramel? And instead of this, can I get more caramel?" So she basically got a caramel on caramel shake.
Okay, it was like a snickerdoodle sundae, and this thing was freaking huge, and they had fudge. So instead of fudge, I wanted double caramel. I love caramel very, very much.
Yes, and shout out to all the people that say caramel. Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. I don't know. Just let me eat it, okay?
All right. We're coming to the first half ending. Number 6. Is that your noise?
That's my sound.
Was it just like a wane? Like a cry? Oh, wow. Wow, down this far. Okay. This one, we're going to a staple name in escape rooms.
Yes, it is.
We're going to Crossroads.
Yes, we are.
All right,
at number 6 at Crossroads, it's the Weeping Witch. And yes, it's farther down for me because I am a chicken, Kai. And when I'm a chicken, I cannot move, literally cannot move. At the end of this game, Kai goes, "I forgot how scared you get." Yes, Kai, I get very scared.
Yeah.
So yes, but I think the more that I got, we were in the room, I got familiar with the gameplay and the flow. So once I got more comfortable, then I was able to move like 3 feet to my right and then 3 feet to my left. And if it was out of my range, then I would just point and say, can you go get that, please? Mm-hmm. So I loved that this was a scary room, but the puzzles really made you think. It wasn't just go find this key here and then put it in this lock. And it wasn't one puzzle per room. The cinematic events that occur in this, even though I was like squinting half the time so I could see but not see, it still was, it was actually kind of funny because when I could see the witch was a little comical for me on some parts, but in essence, in its whole entirety, it was a little bit nervous. I was a little bit nervous. And I think because I am so hyper aware in scary rooms, I don't fully immerse myself. So when I knew something was going to happen, I positioned myself in a certain space so that I wouldn't be the one that got the brunt of the scare. But I think our group that we had, I'm so thankful because the three out of the four of us were brave and you guys just demolished that game. You did so well. I'm so proud of you. but I really liked the hint system and I thought it was clever. And that's something that is creepy and fit the theme. And they did very well. I know this sounds weird coming from that someone that's really scared, but I think maybe having the room a little bit bigger probably would have been a little bit more exciting for people that love scares. But I think with the space that they have, they did a really good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like this game. It is a throwback if you're a escape room buff and you've played the seance. There's a character, Madame Ruby. Madame Ruby unlocked some sort of bad magic that released
bad juju. Mm-mm.
This witch, and you are trying to essentially reverse the curse, and it's great. I do agree every escape room would benefit from things being larger and more space. For me, it didn't matter. I was very riveted the whole game. I played the game twice, enjoyed it both times. Tati, you were my first time doing it. And the one moment that I remember is about you. There's moments of light and darkness. And this was a moment of pure light. And Tati and I were as a duo. And I was about to like go into another area. And Tati's like, no, don't leave me. And she's in like broad daylight. No indication of anything scary happening. She's like, no, we gotta stay together. That was just really funny to me. And that's what kind of triggered my statement of, I forgot how scared you get.
Okay, first of all, the person that gets left behind, even if they're in broad daylight, they die first in every scary movie. I'm not about to die first, Kai.
That's fair. That is fair. That is fair. And Crossroads does this really good thing, too, where as soon as you step in the room, you kind of forget that you're at Crossroads. I think they do that really well, mm-hmm. whether it's hiding exits or just keeping you captivated in the story. All right, Tati, we're into our top five. So, number five.
This is a little tricky. Let's see if you can connect the dots here. This is my sound.
All right. This is the sound of electricity.
Yes.
But at the same time, you gave me hints that these top 10s are all new games. And I believe you played Arena already, so I don't think it's Arena. I don't really know. Obviously, it's not a game where you get electrocuted because you're not about that.
Correct. You played this room with me.
I played this room with you in California. Well, obviously.
Well, no, because we played Arizona once together.
In like Pomona?
No.
Mm. Was it just you and I? Was it one
no.
of those? Okay. I don't know, actually. Electricity, whether it's traumatized into my brain, I only think about the painful ones.
So for number five, we're going to NorCal. And
Oh.
Are we, okay.
We're Thomas.
Yes, Edison.
Nice.
So we played this one with the big group at Palace Games. If you guys have never played at Palace Games before, these rooms are massive. Please bring a big group. We played the first three in one day. So it was a long day with a lot of puzzles and there was a lot of us.
Yeah.
But this room literally folds open and it's so fantastic. Every layer of this room was so smart and the puzzles changed according to your story. So it's very smart and I feel like it's very cerebral in the beginning, but then it becomes more than that for me. And I'm not going to ruin probably my favorite part of this room because I want you all to experience it and to have as much fun as I did and hopefully as Kai did as well.
I believe we played this shortly after we filmed the original top 10 because there's a vague memory where after I played it, I was like, man, that would have made my top 10 if I had played it before we recorded.
Yes, we had already done our top 10s.
Yeah, yeah. Edison's really cool.
This would have been on my top 10 for sure.
Okay. Edison's cool in the fact, and again, we don't like spoiling rooms, but let's just say if you were to take a snapshot of the first scene of Edison compared to the last scene, you would be surprised how these connect.
Yes.
And if someone just showed you the first scene and said, hey, play this escape room, you might say, that looks boring. But it's not.
It's not. Hence why it just unfolds. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is actually my favorite room over attraction.
Wow.
Yes. I think because of the cohesiveness of the room and the way that it progresses. For me personally, I like Edison more than Attraction. Attraction is still my second though.
Okay. Which kind of lets me know a little bit about a question I'm going to ask you at the end of all this.
Okay.
But let's move on.
Okay.
To number four.
Number four. And this won't be super specific, but you'll understand.
All right, we got giggles.
Yes.
We got giggles. Giggles because of an event that happened in the room?
No.
Giggles because of a character?
Correct.
What the heck?
I get to meet this character for the first time.
Oh. Oh, really? Wait.
Yes.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Is this technically a repeat?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
But no? ? So at number four, this is at Off the Couch in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I chose chapter one.
Oh, okay.
The apartment.
Okay. So not a repeat.
I
was referencing you choosing the morgue last time.
So that's why I said the first time I get to meet this character.
Okay.
Yes. So I think I love Evil Genius. I'm so sad that they had to disband and go away. However, what was done with their rooms at Off the Couch was so genius. I could not believe some of the things. Yes, there are similar puzzles and there's certain homages to the original, but I think overall the grand scheme of this room elevated my expectations of what the company was about. Mm-hmm. Like, we had heard great things, but it was a little bit hard for me to believe because of how highly I had Evil Genius in my heart. Mm-hmm. And then we went to go play and we're like, oh shoot, this is amazing. This is awesome. The new elements, the tech elements that they add to this room are just so smart. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it. Nick, you're a freaking genius. I don't know what happens in that head of yours, but it's wild to me. So I'm so, so, so excited. And this day we got to play chapters 1, 2, and 3 back to back to back. And this day was just amazing. Out of the three rooms though, chapter 1 was my favorite personally.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So that's why it's my number 4.
I like that. I was wondering about that. I thought about making a rule too, but at the same time, this is an entirely new room that you didn't pick before, regardless of the change of company.
Yes.
What is very cool about these games is I'm not a fan of watching people do things that I could do. So you know how there's a lot, this is world of like streamers and like, watch me play video games.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather play video games than watch someone play video games. I think if Nick wanted to, he could turn the Evil Genius games into a small TV show that people would watch. Like, because you're really in this like immersive world. There's like video game elements. It's like we are the avatars. You're saving your game state. And the only thing we really want from Nick as an improvement is more chapters.
Yes, which
are on the way.
He is starting. I talked to him recently.
Nice.
Chapters 4, 5, and 6 are in the works.
We're coming back.
Hell yeah.
And shout out to Nick too, because you know, and I'm not going to bring up the name anymore, but just the concept of paying and missing the mark because of how high your price point is. The price point off the couch is high,
yeah, but
the business model and the way you get like these refundable credits or repurposable credits, I should say, is worth it. I had no problem with what we paid, even though initially we're like, wow, that's a lot. We're satisfied. So
yes, and it's all dependent on you.
Yeah.
And we actually have credits for our future chapters because of how we played our game. It's solely on us. And you can't blame a company for that.
Yeah. We're coming back. We are excited. We want everyone to go. Like go play.
Yes, please go.
Yeah, Nick is awesome too. What a great guy.
Yeah, so that's my number 4, Kai.
Okay. Coming into the top 3. Coming in at 3. The bronze medal of the and then top 10.
Beep, burp. Burp, beep, burp, burp.
All right. I knew this
was coming. That's my sound for number 3.
I knew this was coming. Is that a toaster?
No, it's not.
Oh. Then I did not know this was. This is a game I haven't played.
Correct.
This is a game. This is where we get into the segment of the episode where Tati talks about games I've never played before because we don't live close to each other.
This is true. And at number 3, at Omscape in Sunnyvale specifically, Robotopia is my 3rd place.
Okay.
Robotopia is freaking ingenious. So you know how we share the same like of Edison, of the room evolving?
Mm-hmm.
Robotopia does that.
Mm-hmm.
It is so smart. So you have to go and save the world from robots. That's essentially what it is. But you have to enter their domain.
Yeah.
And I think what's amazing is they took personalities and they took cool characteristics that you can relate to as a human and put it into these robots. And obviously, with a robot room, the tech is high.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so spot on. It was seamless. And I think that they make it they make it so relatable as humans, and that's why you enjoy it more. And there is one part at the end where your heart just starts racing and you feel your adrenaline just consume your whole body. I will not share with you what it is, because when it happens, you're going to be like, this is freaking awesome. But we had a blast. The group of people that I was with, we've played many rooms before. So we knew how to communicate with each other. We knew our strengths and our weaknesses. And it was just an all-around great time. There is some music involved, but that was not even my favorite part of this room. I really hope you guys get to go play all these rooms at the Omscape Sunnyvale location, because that would be such a fantastic day. And then we can talk about the details, Kai. Yeah, I cannot
talk.
I know it's so difficult. Like with escape rooms, I can talk to you about any room and you know what I'm talking about because you remember rooms like I do. And like, mm-hmm. I can't share this with you.
I know. I know. I'm gatekeeping. Yes. I'm gatekeeping.
But this room is fantastic. This is actually, it's not their newest room that they've opened, but in the past year.
I'm excited. I need to get some like blood contracts together and be like, will you go with me? I know I have Kirby to go. I'm pretty sure Beth would be down. Maybe I can get Ron, team of four, maybe get a fifth in there. But at the same time, it's the coordination of travel. It is the increased expenses of the economy lately. That being said, I have a question for you about robots.
Okay.
Do you believe that with AI and all these learning language models, and do you believe that a robot is able to feel emotion?
No.
Okay. Do you fear about the lightly said ghosts in the machines, which is random segments of code that the robot gets smarter than the programmer and kind of takes over on its own?
Do I fear it?
Do you fear it?
Yes.
Do you think it's a possibility?
Yes.
Okay.
Because robots and AI are supposed to be sponges. Mm-hmm. And take everything they have and be optimal and the most efficient at each level. And humans will always have error. And yes, robots will have error, but I feel like the error rate of a robot to a human, because humans have emotions, It's different.
Okay, and last question.
Okay.
If someone was like, hey, to extend your life by X amount of years, would you be down with a rather intensive surgery that essentially makes you half robot, like half robotic heart? So it like extends the efficiency of your ability to pump blood the rest of your life.
Do I have emotions still?
Yeah, there may be some unknown side effects. You would be one of the first to test, but at the same time, it's not like a random ass doctor that's coming your way.
Okay, you know how I feel about beta testing rooms, right? I feel the same way about beta testing this robot experience.
Okay. All right. Well, that is enough of my interrogation on robots. Let's move on to number two.
So much fun. Okay. There's no sound.
There's no sound in this room, or there's no sound for this room.
I can't think of a good sound for this room. The sound that I want to give, I can't replicate. It's like, I don't know how to do this. I'll try, but.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. Can't do it. I cannot.
I mean, that sounds like a robot too.
No, it's not a robot.
Was it an alarm?
No. Oh, what if I do this? Do 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 do.
All right. Happy birthday.
Uh-huh. It's tied into the room.
Happy real? No. No way.
My experience. You were there.
The experience on your birthday.
Not my birthday.
The experience on my birthday?
Not anybody's birthday.
What? But you just sang happy birthday.
I did. I know, this is a tricky one.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
If you've been blessed with their accordion skills.
Yes.
And you listen to our interview with them. They are very proficient in playing happy birthday on the accordion.
What was your first sound?
I was trying to do the accordion sound.
Oh, shoot.
But I cannot. I do all not right. know how.
Okay, so number two, coming in Azusa.
Yes, ministry. It's Hope End, my 300th room. The experience as a whole, the game, the immersive theater, the puzzles, the story, the surprises, all of it, just all of it was so much fun. I was a little bit nervous in the beginning, but once we got started, I was just so in it. I was so ingrained. I loved the story. And the cherry on top was the group, the 300th room, and the celebration at the end. It's the whole package for me. Everything was fantastic. And I don't know if I would have had a better experience for my 300th room anywhere else.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, this is a great room. I think a lot of people will generally mention this in their kind of fluid top 10 because of how unique it is, because of the mix of acting and puzzles and just improv in the story, the twists and turns at the end as well, and the beginning sequence with just the front of house antics. So nice, nice. You got to work on your accordion sounds.
I do.
But at the same time, I don't know what mine would sound like either.
So please give it a go.
Sound like a cat singing.
It's hard. It's difficult.
It is hard. I mean, there's a reason why you need an instrument to make that sound and not a human vocal cord. All right. Tati, we've made it here.
Yeah.
After you tell me number one, I have a secret question for you.
Secret question. Okay.
So, coming in at number one.
Number one doesn't get a noise. You already know what it is. Go ahead.
So, throughout this ascent, there were a couple times I was like, really?
You thought it was now? Yes. No.
Okay.
This is number one for me since July of 2022. I don't even want to mess up a sound for this. And it's Sal Cybernetics. That room was the freaking best.
Yeah.
In these past almost 2 years. We have gushed about this room nonstop. The love and attention to detail and the passion that goes into this room, into this company, into this world that is being created right now, it's so evident in what they create. And I think it's just really a great experience. And I'm a little sad that we can't explore the world in its entirety. Because what he explains, what it's going to be, sounds freaking epic. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could experience it all for the first time in its totality. But I don't have the patience to wait for that because I want to go play his next room already. And it's not even done. So if you have not played and you can only play one room in Arizona, this is the game that you need to go play.
Please go
play the room. There is no actor in this room, but you have a companion with you the whole entire time. The freaking cutest companion you'll ever have. Can you please make me some merch, Scott? Thank you. And I want to go back and look at more attention to detail in this room. But I think what also helped was getting to know him on a personal level and seeing his own experiences and brought it into this room, which I think also helped make it a little bit more meaningful, because we knew, you know, the Easter eggs, and we knew a little bit about his history and how he brought it into the room. So there's just so much going on in this room in a good way. Like, it's pretty freaking awesome. I don't know how else to explain it. Just go freaking play the room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. And last set of top tens, Tati and I matched on the number one. I'm not telling you what my number one is, but we'll see if we matched again this year.
I don't know yet.
I really like this room, though. It is a sci-fi room. It ventures into space, if you will. And I don't like space. I disregard all space statements when it comes to this room, because it's more of a sci-fi adventure.
For sure.
You're there. You are able to do everything that makes a room great. And I agree, Scott adds to that. But even without Scott, it's a great room. But here's another nominee for top 10 dudes.
Agreed, for sure. And I didn't even say the company. It's dudes. Immersive Machine.
Immersive Machine. Top 10 yes. dudes in the escape room world. And then we can do top 10 ladies in the escape room world as well. This is getting weird, but who knows? Right? Like quality people, top 10 quality people.
That are in the escape room industry.
Yes. That we know.
So specific.
Anyone who's not mentioned, take no offense, because we haven't met you yet. And this is why we discuss episodes before we film them.
Yeah, we don't just do it on air.
I mean, top 10 dudes and top 10 ladies in the escape room industry would be a nice conversation to have off air.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
That's a quality person right there. Okay, Tati.
Yeah.
Excellent list. You can check out the show notes for the recap of the list. I will put them in varying order, so you won't know which one's coming in at one. But my question to you now has to do with retroactively looking back.
Okay.
Your previous top 10 had games like The Attraction at number 6 at Palace Games. You also had Evil Genius The Morgue at number 4 at Evil Genius. I said that. Today, you mentioned that Edison was better than The Attraction. So naturally, I'd assume that jumps into your entire spectrum top 10. And then I believe you said you like Chapter 1 better with this new revamped Off the Couch game. So I believe that jumps into your natural conglomerate top 10. Had you thought about which one of these 10 surpass some of the other 10? You don't have to give me an exact order, but which ones are like really top considerations to enter and bump some of your previous 10?
I did think about this, and if I were to redo my top 10, I would take out games that are no longer in play. So that frees up 2 spots.
Okay. That takes out The Morgue, Evil Genius.
And Oz.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that leaves 2 spaces.
Okay.
And then I was thinking back to my experiences and the rooms that I have played, and I would definitely rework some rooms. So pretty much from my top 5 on, it would enter my top 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there would be some rooms that would get kicked off, but I think as a whole, it explains me much better. So I won't put it in any order, but you know, my top 5, right, were Edison, Chapter 1 and Off the Couch, Hope End, Robotopia, and Sal's. I'd keep Cutthroat, Ghost Patrol, Overcooked, Lab Rat, and Stash. That would be my top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
But not in that order.
Not in that order.
Okay.
Some things would move around.
Interesting. Interesting. Of course, all this to say, the impossible task, which is what we're doing, is truly naming a top 10. Once you play enough escape rooms, you basically get a list of 10 number ones is what tends to happen. Let me ask you this, Tati. Our previous episode, we talked about the escape break barometer. We talked about S being the top of the top tier, S and A. Of the 10 you named today, would you consider those all this S category, this S ranking?
Yes. All of them are S's to me.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. This was awesome. And if you like this, you're going to get some more. We'll do an episode where you get to know my top 10. You'll get to know Elizabeth's top 10. That's Beth, by the way. And we'll see how they compare to their lists of the past. And who knows, maybe in a couple years, we'll do it all over again and see what has changed. Tati?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your top 10 with us.
Of course.
And I gotta get to play some of the Ohm Escape games.
And all of them!
And Trivium from the past. Oh, I still haven't played Trivium. I need to play Ohm Escape. I need to play the attraction. There's a lot that I need to do. So, and I'm gonna do it without you.
That's fine. Maybe I can watch you.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? All right, that's it for us today, but we'll see you next time. And thanks for listening to Escape Break.
Bye.
Hey, Kai, guess what?
No, don't say it. I need more time.
Break time is just about over.
But Tati, what if they want more?
They can tune into the next episode.
Next episode?
Of course. There's so many more escape adventures to share.
Well, what can they do between now and then?
They can like us on social media.
Share this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
And what if they are new to the show?
Then I think they should go back and listen to all the great episodes.
Awesome. And don't forget to send in your questions to us. And be sure to tune in soon for your next Escape Break.